Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
And here we are, The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. The outdoors is in session. Come on in. The listening is fine. This is Bill Barty sitting alongside Christopher S. Lawing, founder of the Charlotte Signs Project and author of Charlotte Signs of the Times. Great to have you.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for coming in here and giving us your outdoor perspective and all of those sorts of things. Anything of importance happening in the sign world that you can share?
Ooh, maybe. Park Terrace Movie Theater recently just opened, and they have had a lot of attendance, and the sign is still there. Gorgeous, beautiful. It's an AMC theater now, and apparently they have reclining seats, so we need to go over there and
Watch a show. There will be something to see over there, but nothing to see over here. Just plenty to hear about.
Lots of good stuff to hear about.
Just like you're keeping your thumb on the Charlotte signs news, as is the Catawba Riverkeeper, keeping their thumb on what's happening along the Catawba Lake Water or Watery Basin. We're going to talk to them on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors, or this weekend's segment of the Carolina Outdoors, as well as head down to the Carolina Thread Trail folk. Vanessa Covington's going to come on and share with us about the Thread Trail, which when it's completed, it'll be about 1,500 miles of trailways and blueways uniting, connecting the Charlotte metro area, which is 15 different counties. It's a big swath of land affecting a whole lot of people if we get out there and use it. And that's where we come into play, to encourage you to get outdoors and enjoy what we have here in our Carolina outdoors. We hang our hats over at Jesse Brown's, and we need to invite you to join us on May 31st. And hey, if you can't do it May 31st, maybe you can do it June 2nd, because we have two day trips that we are doing through Jesse Brown's and Big Fat World Tours. We're doing a North Carolina wine tour with Jesse Brown's. And what are these highlights going to be besides having your own chauffeured transportation through the Yadkin River wine country? We're also going to visit the Amish-owned Shiloh General Store for a snack before hitting four different wineries. Now, what are those wineries going to be? Pecone, Raffaldini, McRitchie, and a surprise winery that we're going to drop in on. We're catering together foods with certain wines from the certain different vineyards. You'll also be able to enjoy the beautiful North Carolina views that we have along the way. So it's going to be a good time, small group setting. So it's going to be 6 to 10 people along the way for the North Carolina wine tours with Jesse Brown's in concert with Big Fat World Tours. You can head over to jessebrowns.com for more information, plus save a little bit with the money code Jesse Brown. Just type it in and you'll automatically save money for your attendance. And we're going to kick off at about 8:30 on May 31st and June 2nd. So pick the date, and we'll return just after 6 p.m. on both of those days, respectively.
It is a day trip, and there is singles and couples pricing. So make sure to bring a friend or bring a neighbor and come on over and go up into the Yadkin Valley and taste some good wine and food.
Listen, we'll be able to kick it off the night before the May 31st day trip to the Yadkin River wine country with Jesse Brown's, because we're going to be having a little pint night party with the folks from Olakai Footwear. Now, Olakai is a Hawaiian-inspired footwear brand that we carry over at Jesse Brown's, but it has a special heritage and a special startup. And the word Olakai, which is the brand name of many would have called their start flip-flops, but they're too nice just to be flip-flops. These are three-point sandals that we have at Jesse Brown's. But Christopher, I know that you know a little bit of Hawaiian language. What does Olakai mean?
Well, part of this, before we go into the word itself, is to live aloha. But Olakai is from two words, ola, which means comfort, and kai, which means ocean. So part of that is the comfort that is brought from living near the ocean, but also from their three-point sandals, as you say. So it's about a lifestyle. It's not just about their product. It's a way to live and how their product can make that lifestyle possible.
Oh, well, come on in May 30th at Jesse Brown's. About 6 o'clock, the Pint Night's going to be going on. We're going to have Hawaiian beverages on hand for you to enjoy. Plus, a representative from Olakai Footwear is going to be there sharing knowledge, showing different styles, and educating us on this ocean lifestyle footwear brand that we have there at Jesse Brown. So it's going to be quite exciting. I don't know, when I say Hawaiian beverage, did you think that meant Hawaiian punch?
Oh, pineapples, right?
Maybe so. Everyone is invited over to Jesse Brown's. It's May 30th at about 6 o'clock. Meet the representative. It's going to be an easy-to-attend affair. And, hey, it'll prep you up for the next day's journey to the Yadkin River Wine Country with Jesse Brown's and the North Carolina Wine Tour with, in concert, Big Fat World Tours. So, going to be exciting times all around. And hey, when you start talking about ocean, it makes me think about our other guest that we're having today on the Carolina Outdoors, the Flats guy. John Antonano is going to join us.
The Flats guy, that's right. He is of Ocean Flies USA, out of Monroe County, Florida, the Keys, as most of us would know. And I'm pretty sure he'll be talking about some of those pretty cool fish that you can catch down there. Those big ones, too.
Those great big ones. Those tarpon and permit and bonefish.
Grouper.
And snook. All of that. Plus, I know he'll name drop quite a few influences in his life, which is a who's who of fly tires and fly fishing anglers in the industry. So that's what we're going to talk about on this edition of the Carolina Outdoors. We're the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown. Stay tuned for more.